remembered that I broke a couple of his mugs too, because guess what? Mugs break.
To get them back, right?
Yeah, of course. Sure. Yeah. You know how I do.
I'm double fisting over here. Whoops. What does he watch? What mugs did you break? What's his TV shows?
There was a Beatles one. Ooh. Broke that mug.
Ah, those are a dime a dozen.
Something else.
Oh, buy him a Monkeys mug and go, like the band.
Oh, be like, that's funny.
I fixed it. Get him Oasis or something.
Get his favorite TV show mug and then break it. Oh, it's Nathan for you. Oops.
Go, thanks. And he goes, I love it. And I go, I'll put it away and throw it against the wall. Go, just kidding. Here's another one. And throw it against the wall.
That sounds like a fun day for everybody.
Yeah. All right, Rod. What are you ready when you are?
All right. Hello, and welcome to another week of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. Happy half off of Candy Day, one of my favorite days of the year.
Right.
You just go in there, you scoop up all the things the lovers left, and they go, oh, are you a bad husband? You're getting your wife a present for it. And I say, mind your business, bitch. I came into CVS to get assorted chocolates. I'm not here by myself. You guys know how I do. I always bring along your two favorite people. I got Keith and him to Keith and the Girl. What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
Happy Valentine's Day. I went to the store on the 14th when I saw Kyle, and I go, where are the, and they go, aisle 10.
Yeah, I went in there like a few days before Valentine's Day.
Oh, how come? How come? You could just do like Keith does when he knows that there's a CVS on the way. So fuck everybody.
A card's a card. It was the card. And then she told me sent me a thing to some massage place like, how's this sound? And I'm like,
right.
Okay, then let's play this game. It's easier for me. Fuck it. I'm now embracing. Just tell me.
You know, that sounds like my dad. He's just like, let's not have any surprises. Because every time I try to do something really nice for my mom, it's such a waste of time. She has everything. She's had her whole life to accumulate all the things she wants. Why would I think I would be able to be smarter than my mom and be like, I bet you didn't think of this. It's just like, and it doesn't fucking matter what it is. I'm like, oh, here's one of those like filtered water things, and it hooks up to your Wi-Fi and it lets you know when it's time to change the filter. She's like, oh yeah, I have two of those. I'll just put it. And she's so nice. She's like, I'll just put it in the pantry. So when that one runs out, and I was like, that's the whole opposite point. Anyway, but yeah, I went in the store and I got some of that candy, and I just because I was like, ooh, assorted chocolates, and they were just like, oh my god, such a thoughtful husband. I was just like, no, I'm gonna eat this shit in the car. Rhetorical question of the week.
Yes.
What it do?
How it be?
Oh,
answering a question with a question when it's rhetorical. It's good. A free-for-all, yeah.
Which is also rhetorical. That's, I have to reevaluate my rhetorical question next week.
I like to make people think.
We had a week, okay? We had some good shows. We had a lot of good commentary.
How'd the week start? The week starts what? Like on a Monday when we're talking about it, right? What happened on the Sunday?
The Sunday before the Monday?
Yeah.
It was the Sunday that I watched the pure Aryan white man prove his domination over the entire NFL, which is 80% black, again. You know, I tried to give all the credit to the black coaches and assistants on the Tampa Bay Bucks, but we all know it was Tom Brady making America great again, one throw at a time. All the way to Super Bowl MVP.
Brad, do you think it's weird that he's even allowed to play anywhere near the game? Because, look, what's his face with the one ball and the bicycle?
Lance.
Okay. He did some drugs that everybody else was doing, and he got kicked out, right? It lost everything. This guy deflates the one thing they play with.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to say, this guy eats so fucking healthy that no one can compete with that.
He does have a weird diet of no alkaline, which I don't know. In the black community, we refer to those people as hoteps, which is like these really weird, like crazy, like let's all move back to Africa type people. But he's a white dude that does the same thing. So we call him a snow tap. But even still, it's just like to know that there's a guy in mainstream life who like doesn't eat, you know, anything yellow or whatever, like it checks his alkaline intake is kind of weird.
Are you being serious? Because I feel like I had to stop eating acid so that my stomach wouldn't eat itself. Mm-hmm. But then isn't that the opposite? Am I getting that wrong?
Tom Brady believe in some weird shit, man.
Why does everyone
like instead of a pillow, he uses romaine lettuce? Like this guy's really into a diet and working
he
out.
Sleeps in one of those hyperbolic chambers sometimes.
Sure.
You know, of course, there's like a scene from his documentary or whatever where he like has his son come in the room while he's in that thing and then kisses him all on the mouth kind of long. So, mm-hmm. you know, he's a weird dude. And mostly I just wanted to see a black quarterback win so we could, you know, just get another year out of this. But it looks like Tom Brady said, nah, I'm addicted to Super Bowls. Someone needs to look into this. I'm going to continue to have them, and the league's going to continue to give them to me. I think they're enabling him, but fine.
Well, happy Black History Month.
Right?
Yeah.
That's how we started, mm-hmm. just like that. I do want to say, though, I felt good knowing I was giving my money to Keith, because I do like Keith. Of all the people to give money to, you know, it's like even in the loss, I could be like, well, some good came out of this. Keith is going to get $25 more and probably a lot more from other people too. So like, you know, that's an extra, you know, ribs, extra little side of, you know, go ahead and load that baked potato this time, you know, like it went to a friend.
Yeah. I can't mail you any of the food, but we kept it in the family if you ask me. And what I like also is that Rod said, you have Cash App. I'm like, I don't. I have Venmo. He goes, I'll sign up to Venmo. I said, well, this is getting out of control. Who gives a shit? I'm like, we deal with PayPal, right? Just send it in PayPal. So not only did I get paid from Rod and PayPal, that goes into Keith and the girl. Henda has to give me that money. I'm getting paid twice.
Bam.
I just made $50.
Keith, man.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, why did you say no to Venmo? Venmo means he just signs up and finally fucking has Venmo.
Because then he would have just done it. By the way, then he would have just done it, but he didn't. He goes, then I'll sign up. So now it's, do I go, okay, do it.
You're mistaking his regular speech of logic.
Yeah. I don't like it.
The next step is I am going to be right back.
I'll find it. I'll keep living and I'll find the money, right?
Once Keith wins, it becomes like a passive aggressive contest to belittle you more. Because it's like, I can't just take the win. It's like, no, you stepped on the dragon's tail. You got to get the horns. And so I just had to take my, you know, I was going to sign up for Venmo. I downloaded it. I'm sure it wouldn't have been a problem.
It's not.
It was already on my phone by the time he texted me back, like, just do PayPal. And I said, no problem. The night of, I was like, what do you do, Cash App? He's like, did anyone win? Spoiler alert. And I was like, I've conceded already. I just want to give you your money to get this over with.
Well, actually, it's worse. Before he said anything, I texted. No spoilers.
Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is. But at the same time, I use Keith's math, which is why I wasn't really upset. I would have been willing to bet Keith up to $100. And he stopped at $25. So I made $75 in my mind. That could have been way worse of a setback for me. And I appreciate that Keith, you know, kept it reasonable. So thank you.
I like that you're using his math against him. This is the greatest thing ever. I love that people now understand what Keith's math is, because like he does business like that. It's not just in his personal life. And I have to be like, no, I don't think the bank is going to accept your logic right now.
I respect money everywhere, business, personal.
But at the same time, his math.
I respect money that's not there.
Yes. But at the same time, like, you know, you want to agree with Keith's math because you have more fun. So our anniversary is coming up for Keith and the girl, right? We usually like spend a bunch of money on a dinner. You know, this time we're trying to figure it out remotely. And he goes, oh, they didn't have that appetizer. That means you have enough money for two desserts. And I'm like, what was the budget? He's like, I don't know. You didn't get an appetizer. Just get something. Like, it even happens like there. It's like he doesn't even, it's not even math of like money of a budget. He's like, you were going to get that. Now you didn't get something else on the other end. So you enjoy yourself more.
Yeah, get a dessert, throw it against the wall.
And I wanted, and the other thing was knowing that Keith had his money all tied up in GameStop. I'm like, we gotta keep this guy afloat. You know, who knows what's happening over there? I've been reading the news. It's not looking so hot anymore. I don't know. Some of these guys seem to the kind of chicken out with the whole hold the line shit. So I was worried.
They scared him. The man scared him. I appreciate it. This worked out. Super Bowl worked out.
All right. Well, let's get into the show. All right. There were 3 episodes plus 2 bonus episodes this week. Episode 3370, Turning the Corner. This is old school, keeping him the solo show. We talked about Dogecoin, Marilyn Manson, Army Hammer.
Do you remember Marilyn Manson getting in trouble before? And it's like the world didn't give a fuck enough. And then now we give a, it's so weird what takes, what trends.
Every once in a while, this happens. I'm sure this happens the other way too. But as a black person, every once in a while, something so white, it's like my eyes glaze over and I know it was really important at the time. I can't fucking keep up, man. And Marilyn Manson is specifically the type of white where I was just like, I'm not getting into anything. I don't want to keep up with the news. I don't know, give a fuck who he's dating, what awards he won. Like, this shit is super white. It's not for me. And then
are you acting like I ever followed Alice Cooper? Who gives a fuck, you're saying?
Yeah, who gives? Yeah. I don't know. So, like, I'm taking everyone's word for it. They're like, oh, he's been a piece of shit. I'm like, oh, okay. And then they start talking about how, and then my eyes glaze over, and we'll be doing this in 5 years. I'm just like, what do you do again? So, apparently he's a piece of shit. He looked like he was trying to be a piece of shit. I'm right? Okay.
Well, the thing is you want to call that art, right? Because you think, like, I was thinking he's dressed as an artist, not as a garbage person. Like, to me, dressing like a piece of shit is the buttons and the shirt and the certain necklaces and pinky rings. And now you're dressed like an asshole. But this was, I'm standing out for the sake of standing out. I'm being a goth kid from high school.
He was anti-society. He wasn't pro women choking.
So it felt harmless in the sense that it's like, hey, when I say express yourself however you want, I mean it. This doesn't follow a trend. I'm creating a trend. I'm being weird. I'm being, you know, fluid with my sexuality. It just felt very artistic. And on top of that, people would blame him for, like, you know, the depression that their kid was in, and you wanted to fight against that because you don't want to. That's not really the way music works, and other people are listening to also sad lyrics. He's just. So it was all of that he was getting a lot of protection because he was, this, as far as I know, because this is like what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing, he's getting a lot of credit for allowing people to be themselves. And then this happened. So it's like, dude, like, I was going with whatever artistic outside you wanted to present because I believed in that. And now there's this end of it. So it sucks that you can't separate people's, you know, one habit with the other habit, which is illegal and fucked up, but that's what it is.
It's just that I didn't realize I wasn't born with enough middle fingers means you rape your girlfriends. I never know what these lyrics mean.
He just seems like, from afar, not being knowing anything about his music, he just the way he looks, it seems like if Hot Topic had a baby with Spencer's Gift, and then that baby made death metal or something. Like, we're just like, what is this shit? And I do vaguely remember people blaming him for the Columbine shooting, right? Okay, so I think that was
ridiculous. Unless now I think maybe he did.
Right.
Maybe he had something to do with it.
See, that's the thing. You think things like that's ridiculous because that's not where he's an asshole. You know, like, credit where credit is due. Like, I think he gives kids the opposite of what their parents think he's giving them. He's giving them like a little more relaxed vibe in this anger or whatever you want to call it. But Columbine, ugh. Then there's, hey, maybe treat women. Holy shit. Like, you fuck.
Yeah. And then it's like Evan Rachel Wood was dating him, and then he has that look, so you're just like, there's no planet where this dude catches this woman unless he's this famous Marilyn Manson. I dress like a goth guy. Like,
see, I think you're wrong. I think I think there's a lot of like, and I guess it's a rock and roll thing, but I think there's a lot of, I'm a more dressed up, fancy, you know, collared woman with, I'm a little bit more edgy and not filthy, but like less perfection. I think there is a lot of that in regular life.
I love this music.
Did you?
I loved it. We're so full of hope and so full of shit. God is on the TV. And I'm like, right? Whatever the fuck that means, right?
And then he found out he's beating women and shit.
Yeah, yeah. He's cutting them up. Okay.
Terrible guy. And then Army Hammer was out here wanting to eat women and shit.
Yeah, and something's going on where the management drops you, the agent drops you. It's like there's a body in the freezer.
Yeah, you ever find yourself doing, well, Keith, I'm sure you never do, but Hemda, you may. You ever find yourself in the middle of the story about, like, especially the beginning, right, where it's like, Army Hammer is in trouble for texting women he wants to eat their ribs. And you're like, I guess that's just like some freaky shit. Some people might be, it can't, maybe he's not that bad. Maybe he's like his text got out and it just, this maybe it looks bad out of context. And then as Keith keeps reading, it's like, yeah, and by the end, he's like, he also beat and raped several children. Like,
I would start with that, right?
Yeah, you're like, start the article with that. The article with the shit he definitely did, so I don't go, why are we so precious about text?
See, but I kind of learned my lesson. I don't know if I, you know, follow the lesson, but I do remember, if you go back in the history of Keith and the Girl recordings, you will hear Keith say something like, Hemda, stop yourself for a second. Obviously, I'm reading something and I'm not done. And I'm like, whoa, what's wrong with? And he gets to that part and I'm like, okay, I could see why you told me to shut up. Like, because I went through that exact thing. So now, not as much, but I know where that comes from. Also, do you guys ever feel, and you know, I'm probably just talking to Rod also, I hear Army Hammer and I already start giggling in my head and I'm like, that's a weird name. And then good thing, like, you guys finish your sentences, like, yeah, he wants to eat people. I'm like, right, that's the thing about him, not just his name. Yeah, you know, because I'm like, oh, that's goofy. Oh, it's not goofy. Okay, hold on. Wait, real story.
And then it's like, and then there's all that extra shit about, like, Armin Hammer and his granddad or some shit.
Come on.
Like,
come on.
Like, is this a Simpsons character? What the fuck? And then, like, also a rapist. Oh, right. That is correct. This guy's, I can't laugh. It's terrible.
That's a lot of goofy to get through. And, you know, with Keith reading the news and inserting his own things and it sounding like it comes from the news, sometimes I'm like, okay, he's fucking with me. And then he gets to the end of, like, the Armin Hammy fucking whatever, Armand or whatever. And I'm just like, wait, you were serious about all that? And then a lot of times he has to read it again because now I'm listening without the goofy behind it because it's a real story. That's, how do we start with that?
Maybe that's how he gets away with everything.
Army Hammer.
What are you talking about?
Someone calls the police and like, he just beat me. And they're like, who? And it's like, Army Hammer? Okay.
Right.
We're on our way. Okay.
who is he? Oh, he's the grandson of Army Hammer. Oh, okay. From the Spick and Span Company? No. The Spick and Span Company knew this billionaire, Spick or Span.
Yeah, I'm getting Mr. Clean right now. We'll be right over.
Exactly. You think you're being pranked.
Right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, speaking of pranks, Hemda was right. She talks like a bad guy at the end of a movie. Right. And it's super fucking weird that she doesn't see it as that. You know what I mean? Like, you'll rue the day you gave me more time to be up to the things I'm about to get into. You're like, no one good has ever said that in anything fictional, right? There's no thing where it's like, oh man, they fired Captain America and he turned to everyone and said, oh, you done fucked up now. Like, it's all, like, she doesn't realize it.
But also, have you ever seen any of these movies? The person who goes, ah, you did that? You'll rue the day. I will get $1 million and, like, gets crushed. Like, as right. If you're not doing it right. Like, at least pick the hero, not the villain, to fucking copy your tone to. You're ridiculous.
Right. And if AOC is the left side superhero, At least she says what she's doing. She's not like, you'll see. Right. It's got to be good.
And it's and like also like I hate the comparison when they try to compare them to, because it's like AOC wants good things for people. Like why? Like
who's to say?
Like we think she's quote unquote crazy because we don't think our world would be good enough to do the things she thinks we should do. Right. Like it's not like we think she's crazy because we're like, oh, this bitch wants to kill everybody. Like the other woman, we just go, oh, I don't think we're not gonna get a Green New Deal. That's
right. You're too optimistic, right?
Yeah. Meanwhile, also, the other person wants to shoot everyone else in Congress.
Right. Yeah, but who goes? Just wait. And then, no, like, that's a threat. That's a right. threat. That's yeah. threatening words. And it's so funny what people think is a threat depending on the side of the gun that you're at. Like, oh, you wait and see. I just shot you. Right. I'm not going to wait and see. Why would I wait and see? That's like tying up Batman and slowly lowering him into the lava. Yeah. He's going to swing and fucking get himself out of it. You just wait. Well, no.
It's like every superhero movie where a scientist loses a job, and it's always like that scientist gonna be evil. You know what I'm saying? It's like that scientist is never like, and now to help the world, I thank you for letting me go. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm taking over everyone's brains tonight at midnight. You fucked up. Anyway.
But the bosses are always like, you're fired now, your research ends here. Don't take anything with you, get out. And in these movies, they don't go, that's not how adult jobs work. I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Or I'm suing you.
You messed up for the last time with your almost perfect thing. You never fire him when it's not working at all. Right. It's always like.
You tested on my boy's mouse?
Yeah. Your brain swap ray that almost works, but could be used for very evil, malicious purposes. We're taking away the funding.
They're fired. We're putting our money back into microwave research. Literally, microwaves in kitchens.
There are some scientists going like, wait, we do get our funds taken away when we don't give you the right medicine.
That's what they should do is put real scientists in those movies, and then the movie's just boring because like you're fired. And like, oh, man, we lost our funding today. I guess I'll go work at Lowe's. Keith was gloating so much that I was so upset, but I'm over it now. It's been a week, but knowing that the Super Bowl was stolen and
it's hard to say because it was so close.
Kansas City was up
3-0.
Yeah. And then all these mail-in points come over just out of nowhere. Just all the mail-in points come and they're all in favor of Tampa Bay somehow.
And now I've never heard that. I never heard that term. What's melon points?
The melon points, you know, the points that come later. Like, you know, when the game starts, the legal points is the points I want counted, right? So when it was 3-0, those points were legal. But then Tampa Bay starts going all these illegal, mysterious points with the refs helping them.
Oh, I see. Right.
And now, you know, they've stolen the Super Bowl. And I want to march down to the NFL headquarters, to their Capitol building, with some like-minded fans and give them a piece of my mind. That's all I'm saying. I think we should go down there and visit Roger Goodell.
And then if it turns south, hey, what did you do? You were just talking. Hey, first of all,
I peacefully go in their offices with weapons. That's all I want to do.
Am I right?
Also, Keith, you made a great point. Before the show... before the Super Bowl, and they do this every week, but before the Super Bowl, all the analysts have been like hyping the Super Bowl, where they're just like, this is gonna happen, and look at this group, and look at this guy. Here's a story of this person, and like all their they were homeless, but now they're in the Super Bowl. But they always do have they just push it a little too far at the end, and like, now give your predictions. And they're not even like they're gonna win. It's always like 31-27, Kansas City.
Right. There'll be two broken legs in the fourth quarter. They're so specific. And yeah, then I'd say at the end of the game, they go, tune in for more of our analysis. Like, aren't you embarrassed?
Right. They don't even talk about that they did get it wrong. Like, right. I feel like you should have to come back after the game and it's kind of quiet on the set and everyone's got their heads down like, guys, we blew it, okay? Right. If you bet money on the shit we said, you definitely lost a lot of money. I don't know. You might want to change the channel.
We're the one out of five dentists that said don't brush your teeth.
Yeah.
But anyway, I have more advice, health advice for you later in the hour.
And they do it every week during the regular season, but like at no point when people have been getting it wrong all season can like one of the guys be like, man, shut the fuck up, man. You didn't know what you were talking about last week. Like, it's just like last week never happened. This week isn't going to happen. We're just going to tee it all up again. It's amazing.
My stepson makes predictions with a turtle and did better than you. You're fired. Now cut to Benny's turtle. Okay, Benny thinks it's going to be Kansas City.
The mask at the Super Bowl made no sense except for the weekend's halftime performance mask. Those people actually did do social distance, right. But everyone else in the crowd, it's like people think masks are like condoms, but condoms you only wear for like 10 strokes.
Right. You know? They think it's like condoms, but you can keep it in your back pocket.
Yeah. You know what? I wore my mask to get in the arena. I got to my seat. Yeah. I took off my mask and I started fucking just spewing particles all over. But those don't count. That was during the game. There's a lot of excitement. You know, the coronavirus knows. Okay.
Right. Wow. I hear we're outside. I hear. Are we?
Hey. It's just like a person in front of them in the row is right there. And then it's even worse because they're like, let's take a moment to honor the nurses and healthcare workers who are here today. And I'm like, all you're doing is giving them more customers. You are literally overworking. This break that they took is just going to be all these motherfuckers in the arena 2 weeks from now in the hospital like, hey, man, thank you for your service. Anyway, when I saw you at the game, you might have noticed I didn't have a fucking mask on. That's the honor we're giving them.
Yeah, even I was mentioning how even the pre-shows were crazy to me, like who wears a mask and who doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess if Miley Cyrus's drummer doesn't show up, they can figure something out last minute, but Miley has to. So she could do whatever they want, but the other people wear a mask. Like, just don't wear a mask. You're all safe, right? We're pretending? Then don't. Why? And I compared it to SNL. Well, why would one of the actors have a mask on during the break? And then not the show. It's not that fucking important. Right. If it is that dangerous, and I watch every week, I don't need SNL.
Right. And then the worst part is like, you do all this precautions and everyone wears the mask when appropriate, when not appropriate, all this shit. I don't think there's any testing news coming out after the Super Bowl. Like, what happened to testing? Like, you had the Super Bowl. 3 days later, zero people tested positive. We don't even give a fuck. Like, we didn't even get we did test, but no one got it. It's just like, that was the end, guys. All right. So, guess if no one's dead in 2 weeks, we'll pretend that this was great.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you've seen pictures, I assume, of before and after the Super Bowl. Everybody's outside celebrating Tampa Bay, people with and without tickets. They're screaming in each other's mouths.
It was in the city of the Super Bowl team, and the city is in Florida.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? It can't. Yeah. Anyway, God bless those people. Hopefully, rest in peace.
And you saw Tom Brady afterwards. He's doing like a little celebration thing. He's drunk, which, yeah, you know, good for him. The guy probably parties once a literal year. He doesn't allow himself cake if he doesn't win the Super Bowl each year. And Harry's like, fine, I'm getting drunk. But you see him being carried away. Nobody's wearing masks.
No mask. Yep. It's amazing.
It's really hard to see, like, on let's say your timeline, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I saw a techno party and I'm like, wow, everyone's having so much fun. I'm like, wait, is this pre-COVID or post-COVID? And then I'm like, wow, I can't even enjoy people having fun. I have to be like, who's wearing a mask? Who's not wearing? How many corona things are we going to have after this? How is this affecting everybody else? Oh, they're doing a nice thing. How is that a bad thing? It's just constant.
My favorite is when I see something that looks like, this must have been pre-corona because everyone's having such a good time and they're not doing social distancing. I'm just like, oh, I miss those days. But then if I zoom in, I always see like one person with a mask on their chin. I'm like, Oh, fuck. This was today, yeah. You know?
somehow there's the newspaper on the wall, and you're like, fuck.
We got, always, oh, man.
There's always just that half-ass person who's like, I had to be at the party, smushed together, but I wore a mask. And that's the person giving you away in your party pictures, y'all. Y'all, if you're out there trying to pass the top as retro, tell that motherfucker to take the mask off.
Right. We had this thing come in, you know how you get not like postcards, but more giant postcards from like local people running for like local office, like very, very, very local. So we got that, and it's like this dude and his family, and they're wearing masks. And I swear to God, in the photo, his mask is on his chin.
No.
But I'm like, you're already there. You're right. Whatever happened. So what's it doing on your chin? That bothers me more. Like, just take it off. Just take it off.
Is it to please everybody? Like, if you're a cock,
right?
It shows that I have a mask. And if you're a person that believes in America, it shows you that I don't really wear it.
But that's right. Like, you know how they take it like it's a Christmas photo, end of the year photo, things like that. And he looks like he has a blue beard. That's like, it's so fucking weird. And you just lose all this respect for him because it's not even like, I have more respect for people who just don't wear masks.
Right.
Because you're telling me the truth, at least. What is this chin shit? Now you just look like a dum-dum.
You were so close. And I think of it the opposite way, Keith. It's both sides won't respect it. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a terrible compromise because both people are like, look at this pussy wearing his mask on his chin. He's wearing one of those fucking masks. You shouldn't even be wearing one. And then the other side's like, oh, that's sad. You're stupid. I wish
we still had it, but Xerxes uses those to make tips for the joints. Mm. Like, he cuts it up, rolls it.
Well, the masks?
The postcard type things. Yeah, the flyers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's look, the perfect paper.
It's right. Your tax dollars at work. And I say you use that shit however you want to, Emma. Right. Legalize it. What's the poll, Keith?
The poll was Super Bowl 55. By the way, I had to put the show up twice because, man, that V and that L get confusing, the order.
Right?
But anyways. Apparently, I wrote it like 10 times in 3 different shows. But okay. Super Bowl 55. Your choices were I made money, I lost money, or not applicable. 10% of our audience made money, 10% lost money, 80% not applicable.
I like those odds.
And I'm in the 10% that made money if I use Keith's math. So
sure, yeah.
I would have lost 100. I made 75.
Right.
Not bad.
It worked out.
Yeah, I don't know why they still use the Roman numerals. I took fucking like 2 years of Latin and I still don't know that shit.
Right. Every they started you off with words. So that was the problem.
Yeah, every fucking time, I'm like, why couldn't you say pecunium? I know that one.
Right. Else just, I feel like L's just used last, so that has to be the big one. But
It's an L because, like, they lost, but then, like, Las Vegas. I don't know.
Victory lost. I don't know.
3,371 episode. It was called the 24 hour marathon addiction.
Yes.
With Karen Morrow starring in another infamous Katka moment. She's already hitting the ground running in 2021. And I think that's probably the odds on favorite for rant that Keith Cats versus Dogs. Ian Lee, or is it Ian? I get those confused. Ian Lee, Catherine Boyle, and Maria Wojciechowski.
Oh, you got Wojciechowski right?
Yeah, Ian fucks me up, man, because some people...
Yeah,
there's two eyes in it. It's not right. There's two eyes and a four-letter name. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and I had this joke a long time ago that everybody named Ian is a dick, but then I thought about it. I was like, no, everybody named Ian has parents that raised him to be a dick. I enjoyed all these guests, though. One of the things I thought was interesting was the cats versus dogs argument, right? It's always cats versus dogs, always. What about dogs versus other pets? I feel like dogs are the king of pets, period. Yeah. I don't think there's any pets fucking with dogs, not snakes, birds, fish. Like, you got to go dog on all of them.
Unless you have one of those little monkeys, and then you're winning something.
Mm.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Well, it's like Beatles are so good, you would just say, oh, the Beatles are great. Then we got to make shit up. Beatles are Led Zeppelin. Beatles are Rolling Stones. Like, it's always the Beatles. It's right. always dogs.
It's always dogs, man. Keith, would you ever consider getting a dog again?
Yes.
Absolutely. That was the right answer.
Of course.
Is there anything stopping you from getting a dog?
My place, when I first got it, I wasn't allowed animals. So that's stopping me. I don't trust these the stepkids taking care of a dog on their side if I'm not there. So
fair enough.
Yeah, they're teenagers. They're going through their own shit. I really believe dogs need to be on a schedule, and I don't think they can do it yet.
Well, have you thought of any dog names?
Ahead of time?
I have to see the dog. The dog speaks to me.
It just speaks to you.
Yeah.
Okay, because Hugsy Malone was such a perfect one. I thought maybe it was a theme and you were going to go like Al Capone or something.
Now he is.
Well, that is a good one. Well, that's in the back of my head, and we'll see if the dog agrees at the time.
All right.
But right now, I can't say.
Yeah, and also, everyone knows cats are the assholes because, like, we watched a documentary called Tiger King. Right. We wouldn't have watched Wolf King, you know? Like, tigers are the biggest cats, and that's why we're like, oh, yeah, they're dangerous. They fucking do whatever they want. You can't tame them. They eat people's husbands. And no one, like, if you started a wolf farm, no one would come see that shit. You'd be out of business in like a month.
Right.
Anyway.
Like, yeah, you made like a magic trick. Like, yeah, you made them do that.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you see these fucking dogs. You ever see dogs herd? What do they herd? Sheep. They herd a bunch of shit. One dog controls all these fucking sheep. Yeah, what would a cat do? A cat would be sipping tea like, I think they ran away.
And they don't like eat any of the sheep. Like they just like, oh, human, yeah. You want them herd to help your job? Sure, I'll help round them up in the pen for you. No problem, yeah. Buddy.
Yeah, what are we gonna do? Dogs versus ferrets? Yeah, it's the dog is by itself.
This is when you reveal that the streaker from the Super Bowl rigged the bet for himself.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
This is one of those times where you wish you had a time machine. And you knew you could do that.
Well, you're still right. You're still though. You're still taking a risk, like $50,000. I'm betting I can get past security.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it, obviously, for obvious reasons. They'd be like, "Oh God, someone got killed at the Super Bowl." But if you're
guys,
just
so you know, that's a visual. He wears glasses.
They killed this guy at the Super Bowl, and then Colin Kaepernick is like, this is why I took that knee, bitch. Now y'all know. Now it's your problem. NFL balls in your court. Be a great time to have somebody that could take a knee and do a tribute to this guy, and then you can move on with your game. But yeah, I didn't even think about you could rig it for yourself. They should change that on the site because, like, imagine it's an NBA finals or something, and you're like, if LeBron James gets injured and you're just like, you know, give me my bet.
Yeah. Right.
But we would still get our money. And then what? Like if people don't get their money if they know the streaker, well, that would be impossible to figure out.
Oh,
so then a friend can do it now that I think about it. Right. And then just give me the money.
Yeah. But then it's the same as like, remember that referee that got in trouble for like inside betting? He wasn't necessarily a referee on some of the games that he won money on, but because he knows inside stuff, it's you can't do it. Also, you can't murder someone, write a book about it. You can't.
Yeah, how far does that go? Can I like crash a team plane on the way to the Super Bowl?
And then does the other team win? I bet there wouldn't be a game.
Right.
Well, you're in jail, but you're a billionaire. Well, I'll hire a couple good lawyers. Can I get paid right away?
Exactly. You know, if they didn't want people streaking, they would make it illegal. That's private property and you pass security. It's just a fine? Why aren't more
in
people
the Super
doing
Bowl.
This? Yeah.
It's a fine in the Super Bowl. Oh, my God.
Yeah, anyway. People with glasses run in parks, they get shot. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's
must be nice. Way,
if anybody ever sees the Super Bowl and streaker goes out and you say to yourself, what a shame. Should there be like a dork hospital and you get checked in and we figure out how you were raised so weak?
I hate that they cut away. They treat it like terrorism where they're like, if it makes TV, it'll make more people want to do it. And I'm just like, yeah, let's just follow this guy and see, because it's always worth it, because if you do follow him, you get to see that tackle. Like, and that's the incentive to not do it, is the fact that the players and security staff feel like once you streak on the field, they're allowed to decapitate you.
See, but I think that will promote it more, because people want to be tackled on the same football field that, like, you know, all these great players that I don't know the names of, Tom Brady and others. I got tackled on that field. Oh my God, I passed security, like all this stuff. If they made it a year in jail or whatever, you know, even like a month in jail, you're losing your job. Like anytime you go through the system, then I'd believe you that you don't want streakers. But right now you do. A little bit you do.
Want to see it though.
But they don't show it because this is how cheap these billionaire owners are. They're going to have to hire security guards that are worth more than $10 an hour.
Right.
Like their big paycheck is, yay, I get to be at the Super Bowl. Now you got to find people that, you know, go on a treadmill once a fucking year.
That's the fun of it. That's the fun of it. And only because it's a pandemic, by the way.
I'm sorry. What if these security guards, they heard treadmill and they heard treadmill and they just keep fucking eating?
Also, by the way, if I was a security guard, I'd be like, COVID, I am not tackling this guy because he's deciding to joyride on this field. Right. I don't want to get near that guy.
That was the only thing that was weird, because one, normally the security guard, I love when they have the out of shape security guard chase the streaker. I don't, right. Please do not hire better security. That's sure. Much less fun.
Imagine this dude being tackled
before he makes it on the field. No, thank you.
Right. It's tied right now. Like, you're a regular person who probably doesn't work out. I'm a regular person who probably doesn't work out. Now we're on the field. Let's go.
Right.
I'd be so happy they didn't show it. Like, if I was that idiot that jumped and wasn't even close,
right,
I'm the size of a house. I'm like, good, they didn't show it on TV. And then my kid's like, let me Google streaker. Everything's on the internet. Everybody is no, internet's out.
And then the other thing is, this happened in a pandemic. So that's the only reason that we didn't get the normal ending, which happens at football games, but not really basketball, where the fucking players go, oh, bitch. You're in my area. This is my house. This is my job. And normally you get these professional people who hit professional people hitting some amateur streaker. And oh, the orgasm that you get when you just see one of these fucking dudes get destroyed.
I want you guys to know that now, and I don't want to encourage more of this, but you spoke more about the streaker than the game. So, yes. And I was able to chime in, and I didn't watch any of it. So the streaker won, like on every level.
And he got money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's win-win.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
Except, you know, if you're the one, you know, security guard that gets $10 an hour, and now you have to kill yourself.
Okay. I liked all the guests, but I feel like most of the show was spent with Ian and Catherine. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, addiction sounds way less problematic with a British accent. Oh my God. It slipped right by me. He was just like, I did coke. I had several use ups. And I was just like,
the use up, right?
Yeah, use ups. You know how you do.
Okay, I gave it a pip pip pop pop, and I love it more than you mate in it.
Like, yeah. Okay. Like, okay. Yeah. He loves it more than his best friend, wife, husband, whatever.
And family and kids. Okay.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, he called in, he says the N-word, and he says, I'm gay. Anyway, and I'm just like, yeah, that's adorable over there. That's a good day at work. And meanwhile, Hemda was able to see through the bullshit and be like, dude, what's going on with you? And
this cocaine. I was having agita. Like, I was like, oh, this is... I was like, can I hit pass on this? I don't know what to do, because I'm seeing, like, the height of what addiction does. Like, he really admittingly does not give a fuck. It's like you said, I didn't realize how much that's big. And it's like when it's right there, I don't know, it was really nerve wracking. More for Catherine, really, because I've been more on that end of it. Mm-hmm. And her just wanting to help. And I'm like, how do I scoop you up and fucking put you somewhere else for a year until everybody re-zhuzhes their brain, and then you can come back? Because I don't think she should help at all anymore.
Yeah, and he was like, you never hear people with it, unless you're like in a meeting or something, right? You don't hear people talk like that about addiction. Like, it's always kind of a little sugarcoated. Like, it's not that bad, or I don't want to get in any details. He's just like, I'll sell my kids for cocaine, mate. And you're just like, okay, all right. He just said that. I love cocaine more than you, okay? You're my best friend. I'm going to do, if you weren't here today, I'd be doing cocaine right now in front of you. But, you know, we got to do this show.
I think it's the best thing he could have said to her. I think it's the best. I remember being in one of my first few Al-Anon meetings and somebody says, you know, oh my God, I couldn't believe this. Somebody goes, you know, my brother died of alcoholism. On the toe tag, it says alcohol for cause of death. My father, my great, he lists all these people. He goes, sometimes they die. And I'm like, okay, I feel better. I don't know why. But it's this whole thing of like, you didn't cause it. It's three C's. You didn't cause it. You can't cure it. And you can't control it.
Create it.
Yeah.
Curate it. Like we're done with that game. Sorry.
Yeah. And for some reason, that's just like, oh, I don't know why, but I thought I could do some of that. And then it's like, oh, that's not on me. Okay. So I think the best thing you could say as an addict is, I don't give a fuck about you. To like. And
this was like 7 in the morning on a Sunday for y'all, right? Yeah, because you can hear it a little bit where y'all are like, kind of like, all right, this has been going on a while. We're letting him talk. Okay, I'm going to step in. I got to step in. Dude, what's going on with this cocaine shit? It doesn't sound, this Mary Poppins shit isn't fooling me. I know you got a problem. It's time to talk about it. But it was one of those things, though. I think I could have listened to him for another hour, if Kim never says anything, I think I listen to him for another hour, and I don't even feel like he has a real problem. I think he's just making cute jokes about doing cocaine the whole time because he sounds adorable,
and also
then Catherine sounds adorable too.
She does.
Well, it's weird because he keeps speaking of Mary Poppins. He keeps calling cocaine a spoonful of sugar, so it's very confusing.
Yeah, and his use ups and his roast chicken and. Oh, they were Keith, a delight.
You were quiet, right? Like I was.
I was pretty quiet. You were. You're doing the therapizing, there wasn't really much for me to add. You know,
I
understand the addict side more, but it didn't really fit there. I think.
And then, of course, Maria Wojcicki just comes in, and it's like in the middle of this AA meeting. Here's some jokes.
How you holding up during the pandemic? I love it. Finally, everybody's anxious like me.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
So what's up? Everybody's on cocaine in this room? No? Sell your children for crack? Okay. All right.
She's a delight. Was she the one who came in with full coat on and scarf and whatever?
Yeah, her place was real cold or something.
She was at home. Right. Dressed like she was outside in a cabin, like right outside the cabin, just, you know, picking up logs for the fire inside. It was bananas.
The heat was broken or something? What?
There's no heat.
Oh, hello.
That's young living in New York City.
You know? Right. Saving money on rent, okay?
No.
Probably not.
No, not necessarily.
The places with heat cost the same as places without heat in New York?
Yep.
Fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You know who had heat?
Checking up.
You know but who had heat? Both my hostels.
Ew. But you know, it's just funny because you can get a space heater.
Right.
So
that's
like
also
even
young
if
young people shit.
I guess. But even if your landlord won't fix it or won't turn it on, you know, like, because also landlords in New York will turn off your heat during the day, but they forget that people are now staying at home all day.
Yeah. They try to trick you. Yeah.
My landlord does that. I love, love, love my landlord, but it's so funny the way they don't, they're a couple and they live like a couple blocks down, but they also have a place in Jersey and a place like, you know, in Providence and like, they've done well. So they're, as soon as COVID hit, they're like, oh, we'll be in Jersey. And like in the summer, we'll be over here. And so they'll ask us to do like tiny little things. The blizzard was coming. And so like, could you just make sure that front area is clear? And it's like a couple feet, whatever. Yeah. But like, they are so fantastic and it's not a big deal. And also,
how are they fantastic? By the way, how's the landlord fantastic?
I'll tell you how. When I got my tumor, they like, made me food. They said, you don't have to pay the rent. If you're struggling for a while, just let us know. Like, you know, give us a heads up. You have two mommies down the block. They came into the studio. I recorded their daughter for a school project. Like,
oh, you already had me. I didn't know you. Not having to pay rent is pretty fantastic.
You must have won the Super Bowl of landlords over here.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Right. Anytime there's something wrong, they're like, they don't blame you. They don't, you know, they're just like, oh, you know, we could switch that for you. They get it. It's really sweet. But I don't think they get like what my COVID is as opposed to their COVID going to New Jersey with like probably land or whatever, probably by the beach, all that stuff. So they go, hey, it's about to snow, but whatever, enjoy a snow day where you don't have to do anything. And I'm like, okay. I told you several times that I'm in here, but you know, of all the things, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll enjoy myself.
Yeah, and when I said that's young people shit, like not getting a space heater, I just mean, and I think all of us now know about, but like little stuff that doesn't even cost that much, but when you're just, it's like you don't even, it doesn't cross your mind. Like I now have a thing that costs like $5 or $10, and it, whenever I need to chop vegetables to make something, I just push it in the thing and it fucking chops it for me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it took me 42 years to think someone probably made this.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So like that space heater, you're just like, I guess I'm wearing coats in the house. And it's just like,
right.
Fuck, now that I'm 40, I could have bought a space heater. That would have fixed the whole fucking problem. I wouldn't have to look like I was outside in the snow on a Zoom call.
I remember buying a $10 portable fan for when we went camping, and you know, in noon, it's real hot in the tent. And I'm like, who am I, fucking Rockefeller now? It's the fifth year we've gone camping.
You feel like a genius, but you also feel so stupid for never having thought of it before. You're just like, $10. I hated all of camping last year. $10 and now I fucking love it out here.
I remember when we first went camping, we borrowed a tent from Adam, whose tent was from the 1950s. Okay. It was one of those like triangle tents that we had to tie to a tree. It was ridiculous. We look around, there are all these domes, and we're like, man, we're camping with rich people. We're thinking like it costs $1,000 a tent because it's made out of the perfect thing and the rain keeps out and it's a dome and it's like all this modern shit. We look it up. $40 would have changed our life. $40. Like a 5-person tent at that point. You know what I mean? Like 50 maybe. It was just ridiculous. $100, you would have bought a mansion. It was, yeah, you just don't look it up.
That tent was, sorry, that tent was so old, Newsy wasn't allowed in it. You know what I mean? It was an old tent.
It was old and racist.
Yes.
It's like, you had to come in the back entrance. It's also interesting too, because like Karen bought a, because this is another thing. This is like, so there's already the young thing, and then you get older and you realize like, oh, I'm stupid. But then there's also this thing as a dude where women are just so much better at thinking about shit to make life more comfortable, because men are like, toxic masculinity, supposed to be tough. This is just life now. So Karen will do stuff where she bought like a thing that goes on top of your mattress, but under the sheet.
Okay.
That makes it like a new fucking mattress. Like, it's like, here's some foam bullshit for $6 that I never would have Googled, never would have came across on Amazon. And now I'm like, oh, this mattress, I'm having the sleep of the gods in here because you fucking spent the $5.
If that's Xerxes in our relationships. I will give him this credit, because I'll be like, oh, I guess this thing wobbles. And he's like, you can get that piece that makes it not. I'm like, no, you got to buy a new one. I'm sure of it. Like, this is just life right now. And he's like, here it is. Like, oh, it's $3. Fuck. And no one charges shipping. Like, Amazon's no shipping. Like, you know, I'm just thinking like, also what I had to get used to is, we used to be like, you know, at work and at home, we used to be like, okay, who wants something from Amazon? Because we got to get it all in, because it was a minimum for getting free shipping.
Right.
Now I'm like, okay, well, I need a garbage for my new office in here, as you guys can see. And I'm like, oh, $10 in the cart. I'll wait until we, no, $10.
Free shipping.
I'll have it tomorrow. We got one time a delivery guy came, handed us a box. In the box was a bag of sugar. We got sugar delivered for like $3, whatever sugar costs.
Right.
They had to get a human being to give it to us, and it costs less than going to the supermarket. It was so crazy. So yeah, stuff like I don't have to wait for the cart to accumulate, and I could just hit I want this. It's bananas.
Yes, honestly. All right, Keith, what's the poll?
The poll was regarding the Stereo app and us doing shows on that. And we're going to do it again Wednesday, 8 p.m., of course, Eastern time. You would either subscribe, subscribe's a big word, but you go to stereo.com/Keith Malley or /Hemda, and then you'll see when we're live. So the poll was regarding the Stereo app. Your choices are stereo.com/Keith Malley or stereo.com/Hemda. And Hemda won 73%.
No way. I thought this would be 50-50, like, because I know we've put up other polls like that. All right.
And cool. I would bet a lot of that percentage for Keith was just sympathy votes, where it's like, oh, God, this is getting out of hand. Let's give something to Keith. He's going to think we fucking hate him, but people just love him.
No, I think it's more like if Keith gets mad, that's more fun.
Well, there's that too. I'm not going to lie. Him to getting mad is fun too. I don't know, man. Different type of fun, but it's still fun.
There's no way to lose with us.
Well, can I like tell you this
the
goof when
coming on the show and shit? This is why I'm into that. What's the dude, Billy Procida? I'm always like, oh shit, let's get your boy on the show. So I don't know, different type of fun.
I really have all good intentions with these people, but yeah, okay. Yep. Speaking of fight on Stereo on our show this Wednesday night at 8, I want to tell you about getting Britney on, like being able to watch Britney. We had to call customer service, and part of the call was, I don't think you need to come at me like that, first of all. We were like, okay, here we go.
That's them saying it, right?
Yeah, that's them saying. First, she goes, first of all, you don't have to come at me like that, okay? This is what Xerxes talking. I'm like, who's coming at you?
Who'd you call? The dad? Yeah. Jamie Spears?
I can't even imagine Xerxes saying a thing that would make me be like, for real, bro? Yeah. Yeah. It's no time. He's so cool and calm.
He kept checking with me. He's like, did I say something? I'm like, no, you didn't say something. No. And I would tell him. I'd be like, look, this could have been misunderstood. Like, you know, sometimes you're so relaxed that you seem like condescending, maybe, whatever. But this was like right. I think he said like once, he said like, my name is Xerxes. I'm trying to get, my name is Xerxes. I'm trying to get Britney Spears. It just went right into it.
That's what it was. Like, this fucking creep.
I can't send her to your house. Don't come at me like that. We do television shows.
This 42-year-old man just like,
I would like to free Britney.
I don't want Christina Aguilera bullshit. I can't free Britney. Like, I'm saying free Britney. I want it.
Well, look forward to that on Stereo. Episode 3372, Framing Britney Spears with Joanne Phelan. Or is it Phelan? Phelan. Mm-hmm. With Joan Phelan. There we go. With Joanne's Fabrics.
Put Karen on for 2 seconds. Make her read the name and then you continue the show.
Yeah.
Joanne Filibuster. Back to you, Rod.
Shout out to Rocktopus. Rocktopus made a song for our podcast as well, for our segment White People News, and it is so good and it's so funny. So much talent in the
and he's so sweet. He's there on Wednesday nights with us. He's really good at poker. This is a pretty good table of people, but just such a sweetheart. Using his shout out to, you know, just dispense love to his partner and to us and to everybody. Ugh, love him.
So beautiful. Yeah. And this is because he beat one of you in poker?
He won the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, he won.
Yeah.
And that's what he does with his winnings.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's what that.
Actually, you want to hear a secret? I was pretty tired when I made his code. So what happens is you usually get a chip when you win. It's a Keith and the Girl chip. We send it out to you. We're going to do something fun after like a few people accumulate, you know. So come on Wednesday nights, get your chip. And the chip is if you have, if you kick me out, if you kick Keith out, and if you won. So the three chances to get it. And I made the code for the chip where, like, you go into the store, it's a special link, and then it zeroes out your cart. I forgot to hit that it's for just the chip. So he could have zeroed out our entire store. Okay?
He could have put us out of business.
Yeah. He could. This is, it's amazing. And he just, and he picked the shout out. I mean, so much bad could have happened. I'm like, oh, did I attach this to the shout? No, I attached this to the other, to the entire store. And we just have really nice listeners. So he happened probably thought to pick that. Best.
He thought it was a trick. He's mm-hmm. like, oh, this is how they get you. Now I'm not getting a shout out. I'm getting shouted down next week because I came in here and tried to buy all the t-shirts.
Right. Have an apple. Can I have an apple? Yeah. Go in the fridge. Yeah, take an apple.
Whatever you want.
I'll be in the other house.
Mm-hmm.
Not even around. Yeah.
You didn't go through Joan Filan's credits. Was this on purpose, Keith? Because I felt like you were like, everyone knows her, but I didn't know her. So I felt like, what happened there?
The credits are the regular comedy club credits. So okay. That's my way of doing that.
All right. We also got to talk about her tattoos because this is one of those shows where I couldn't tell at first. I was like, oh, is this one of those guests that they didn't like or they weren't forthcoming? Because I felt like she did a style of interview. I like to call it yes and, right? Okay. Like, all right, like Keith asked me a question.
I see. And behind you, you have a lot like Star Wars, Spider-Man posters. You're really into the superhero stuff. When did you first get into comic books, or was it the movies? Okay, you know what? Who gives a fuck, right?
Yeah,
okay, well, you have posters behind you, so they must be good, and that's what you like. What? Why am I even asking? I'm an idiot.
Yes, they are good, and I do like posters, and comic books, movies are a thing that exist, and, you know?
I'm going to cut you off a little bit, because I'm over it. The Super Bowl, did you watch that? The Super Bowl a week ago, were you part of that? Do you get into it because we can't see people in person?
The Super Bowl is a sport.
Right, but you're not into it, I guess, right?
I'm not really into it, Keith. I'm not really into it. And, okay,
then it's not your thing. But you have a Super Bowl tattoo on your neck.
I have tattoos, yes, all over my body.
What makes you get them if you're not into it? Okay, all right.
You so just get
you know what? Who gives a fuck? You get to people get tattoos. What am I, 46-year-old buddy? Why is he wearing a tattoo?
Yes.
Who gives a shit? Again, I'm an idiot.
Who gives a shit? Exactly. Who gives a shit?
I'm the tattoo fucking police. Yeah. Who gives a fuck? All right. Let's talk about Britney Spears, and let me ignore you.
That's the yes and style. And I'm not a big fan of it as if I would have had to do it. I would have probably ripped my hair out. But it was nice to hear y'all try to go through it because it felt like you ask a question, she doesn't give an answer, awkward pause. You have to inject something because the show won't continue. And whatever you inject, that's when she's like, yes, that's it.
She was in five countries, part of a group with my girlfriend. And I go, hey, what's what's my girlfriend like overseas? Maybe there's an embarrassing story. Maybe there's not, but maybe there's. She goes, oh, yeah, she was up at all hours doing stuff. I'm like, okay, like what? That's just, her doing things. I'm like, well, I guess she was the tour manager, but what are you talking about? It's 4 a.m. She's up doing what are you talking about?
I feel like I don't know anything about her.
I don't know a thing. Sure. I don't know a thing.
Like,
you would think somebody's arms are tattooed with old Alfred Hitchcock. I know nothing about her thoughts on Alfred Hitchcock. She obviously loves the movies. What got her into the movies? Why does she like that dark motherfucker? What are her thoughts on abusing Alfred Hitchcock, abusing his actresses that wouldn't date him?
Abuse is terrible. That was other thought.
Abuse is terrible. Well, that's true.
It's terrible, and it's they're complicated people out there, Keith. And
I have a Marilyn Manson tattoo, and I find out that he's this horrible human being, I promise I have some thoughts on it. Whether I think I need to cover up the tattoo or not, I have a thought on it. I know nothing about
unless there was an Alfred Hitchcock sale on tattoos and the money's more important and you always wanted tattoos.
That's a story.
That's a story.
That's
right.
A story.
Funny
okay.
story. Both sleeves of Alfred Hitchcock, $25.
I would like to point out how extra patient I thought Keith was with this particular guest, because I was like, all right, he's over this after this question. And he went again, he was being very like, all right, maybe that's too personal. Maybe that's too like expecting some sort of whatever. He's like, she's been to countries right now around this time. I'm like, oh no. So, So he goes, oh, I see you've been to this country, this country, this country. And now I see him going one country at a time. And I'm like, no. And you will see me typing on video going, Keith, she has nothing to say about any of these countries. We're done.
Yeah.
And then did you hear his abrupt, like, okay, so Britney Spears.
My favorite thing is if you pause long enough, because it is a podcast, you're responsible for making a show. Right. You have to keep talking. So then Keith will interject, like he's helping you, like, what could be the answer? Like, so is it raining there? And it's like, okay, I'm asking because the weather is important to what activities we do in the day, whether you go inside, you stay outside. And then at some point she'll pick up that part and be like, yes, weather is important. And I am inside right now because it is raining. And you're like, fuck, Keith did all the work. And I don't know if that's true or she just got tired of the awkward pause.
Right. Even like, if I had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles says on my, yeah, everything's a fucking story. Okay, it's not a deep story. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and I'm an idiot. But when I was a kid, we were allowed a TV time and I had no question that my TV time was mainly going to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Any fucking thing. And the saying about these tattoos, like, oh, is it, do you like that his movies are dark? Yeah, okay, that's a thing, I get. But she's really negating it at the same time when you say yes and, right? Like, right. We can go with that if you want. Like,
right, it's not a real answer.
I guess I fucking want. You're making my day. This is what I want.
Oh, it was so good. But yeah, I was like, I was like fist pumping. I was like, I finally got one on last week. All right. It's waiting all this time. I got the bad luck. Karen gets all the like, what the fuck was going on with that guy, guest? And I finally, now do you worry about the relationship between her and your?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't help it. What happened was Joanne asked to be on the show, but what Kyle does and now knows better, she CCs like, hey guys, here's this person, which means you're recommending that person, now you're friends, now it's on us, instead of just telling us the hey, this person wants to be on the show, you take it from there, don't include anybody. And so yeah, then I can't help but think, okay, will Kyle hear this and think I was being too mean? But I know we're not, so quite frankly I'm going to have to ignore your thoughts on that. Will that become a thing? And it wasn't, but it could be.
That's where the extra nice Keith comes from. If this would have been another guest, he would have been like, what am I saying? Yeah. What could I be saying? I fucking gave you 5 different answers. Pick one.
She was talking to y'all like when you get a scam call that's trying to get your bank information. You know,
yes.
And you lived on a street as a child. What street could it have been?
Like there's nothing interesting about why did you get the Day of the Dead skull on your hand, taking up the whole top of your hand?
Right.
I have thoughts on skulls.
The back of your hand.
When I was a kid, I enjoyed skulls. I couldn't buy that shit when I was a kid, but there's all, I was like, oh, skulls are still cool. But now I go to rock concerts and everything's a skull. And I'm like, I'm 46 though. I don't need a fucking skull t-shirt. That's a thought on skulls.
And then here's the other thing too, right? You do the podcast, you have someone as a guest. This is your opportunity to sell yourself to our audience so that they go check you out. They don't want to know you were just here. Like, oh, they were on the show. They were in the room. Did you learn anything? No. Did they add anything in conversation? Not really. Was there a funny story? Do you know them any better? Nope. But they were just they were in the show notes as being on the show. It's like, you did yourself a disservice, you know?
I was afraid she was going to say afterward, and we would have still put out the show, but that we were assholes. That's what I'm guessing, because I don't know her personality at all.
I didn't even come near that thought. I thought that you were.
She said she had a great time, and I'm like, okay, good. But we'll see. An email could still come. I don't know. Yeah.
Great. I guess that's a great time. But I don't. I thought that you were being so nice that when you thought that she could potentially come back and say that we were mean, I'm like, where are you even getting that from? I do get when there's hint of that, and yeah, but usually I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, we asked them, like. I try not to anymore ask people about their coming out, because I'm hoping that it'll just be like, because I think at this point people aren't coming out like they used to and whatever. She brought it up. We're trying to get the dark thing. So, and also like people our age and up, there is a coming out story because it's not the same world. So there is. I can't really tell how old she is. I think she is our age. So I know she's got a coming out story, but I don't want to pigeonhole you. But all you're giving me is Hitchcock and lesbian. So I'm pulling from that story, trying not to be stereotyping you and like asking you goofy questions, because nobody really cares about coming. I mean, I want to get to a world where nobody cares about coming out, where like straight people have to come out instead of, you know, gay people. But it's still that world. And I know that you still went out because you were trying to date men. That's a story. You came out to your first boyfriend. That's a story. It's a queer experience that not everybody gets to share, but like there is a coming out. And also all your give again, let's, you think I'm this interested in Hitchcock? I had five questions for you. So now I have five questions about lesbianism. I don't know.
And then on top of that, like, she was the one bringing that stuff up, and she's a comedian. So it was like, oh, maybe this is leading to like,
right,
the funny place, like this, you know, I'm sure you talk about some of the stuff on stage or whatever, like you didn't come out of nowhere. Like, so it's like, and then also there's like a kind of assumption, if you bring something up on the podcast, you're probably comfortable talking about it in general, because it's not like y'all were doing some type of invasive ass, like, gotcha. Didn't know we knew this shit. Like, it was just like, she brought up something, y'all asked a question, and instead of going into a funny place, it was like, oh no, that was it. I just, there's no more.
If you look her up, her whole brand is I'm a lesbian and blah, 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 which whatever, like there is an audience for that. And that's what you're speaking of. Fine. Ashley Gavin comes on and it's like, all I know about you is that you're a lesbian because you only tell lesbian jokes. So if that's where you want to go, that's as vulnerable as you want to get because you're comfortable with talking about it. But talk about it.
It was a sex book lady all over again.
Mm-hmm. I should ask, is she writing a book? Like, are you an author? Like, deep down?
I just give advice on BDSM. How do I practice it in my real life? None of your fucking business.
Well, that's personal.
Okay. I thought I was here to tell you about getting beat.
Do you remember the other author? And I don't want to talk too much shit because, like, we're not. Whatever. In the first chapter of her
first
book.
First of all, I don't want to talk too much shit behind the paywall. Come on, Amda. Come on.
I mean, I take it like everybody's hearing everything, paywall or not, right? But there was another author, and in the first chapter of the book, I read the first chapter, and right away it had sexual content, even when she was a kid and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, she is good to go on talking about like really taboo subjects and open.
The book is basically called I Was a Slut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Keith asks her like half a question. And she goes, well, I'm not going to spoil the book. And we're like, and then, you know, it's, well, that story is told in the book. And we're like, we know the story is told in the book. We assume plenty of stories are told in the book. Can we pick one?
It's one long story. It's one 12 chapter story.
Imagine that's why you don't get the book. That's not even how it works. That's why you get a book. If someone tells you a story, like, I can't imagine what the fuck else is in there. I wrote a book. Hey, man, so what about this story? Let's not get into that.
Yeah, okay? If I hear Matthew McConaughey saying he did, ayahuasca with a snail, and then I get to the book and go, well, I heard this chapter.
Next chapter, we know it was better on keeping the girl. I don't know what to tell him.
Yeah. Bonnie McFarlane came on the show when her book was coming out or when it just came out. I read her book recently and I'm like, how do I know these stories? She told them on the show. That's why I read her autobiography. Sounded pretty fucking interesting.
Right.
And you know what? It was. You heard it in her voice. It's like hearing another episode. Who gives a shit? You're not spoiling anything. Also, if you only have one story and that spoils the whole thing, then you wrote a pamphlet and now I have to read more words.
Anyway.
Okay. Yes. Anyway.
No.
Sorry. I can't talk. I can't talk about my relationship with my parents. I can't talk about jail. I can't talk about the army. I can't talk about moving to New York City because, unfortunately, in my book, I was very detailed. Anyway, how are yous?
Then the other thing too is like y'all ask, you ask the follow up question, and that's when you find out they can't talk about it. Like it's not even like you start the interview like this is off limits. It's no, I'm an open book. Let's talk about it. And it's like, actually, that chapter's closed. That book is not open.
But yeah, Kendra brought it up. It's always someone else's book that they're open about. You know, no, I mean, you're open book.
Right. Which book are you open to? Let's get to the same book. But I will say you should go either on our app or on the website to see her tattoos. They are amazing. Amazing. It's obviously not the kind of tattoos I would get, but she has a scene. I'm looking at it right now, and there's a woman and a man embracing, and it looks like a photo, like a beautiful sketch. It's gorgeous, gorgeous tattoos. No story. Like,
but there's no backstory, even though there's like 10 of those kind of pictures. Jimmy Stewart's every other one. You know, there's a lot of couples in Alfred Hitchcock's movies.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words, and I feel like this fills in the blanks from the interview.
Right. I painted my whole body. You have a question? Read, asshole. I wore short sleeves.
You got a question? Huh?
Right.
Well, now you know. How about that?
That's my forearm tattoo.
Day of the Dead, bitch. Oh, okay. All right.
Day of the Dead. Figured you out.
Y'all talked about Framing Britney Spears documentary. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know.
You don't leave it.
I think I missed it. Missed all the shit with her because it wasn't my type of music and stuff. But I will say it's weird how everyone's like, Justin Timberlake needs to apologize. Or David Letterman or like Jimmy Kimmel. Or like, you know, like individually, I felt like society was all like, this bitch is crazy. She cut her hair off, y'all. Like, look at Kevin Federline. Is she out of her mind? Like, it felt like everyone was in on it. And now we're all like, no, we're woke now.
Right.
It was all Justin Timberlake's fault. We were doing fine. Justin came out of nowhere, made us hate this woman for no fucking reason. And you got us, Justin, but you're the bad guy and we're all righteous beings now. So please apologize, and then we can move on. But we're not going to forgive you because it's really all your fault.
Right. Yeah, this had nothing to do with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not really. He was just a kid just like she was. But I will tell you, like, if you want to watch it, I think Keith was right that we knew all that stuff. In fact, like, they didn't really add much, and they didn't put that one clip that I was talking about on this show. And also,
what clip?
What's that?
What clip?
The one where she's doing that award show and she's just fucking lost it.
Right.
And also, I don't know that you want to watch people holding signs saying Free Britney, because that was really hard to watch for some reason, because it sounds goofy, but at the same time, this person has changed people's lives, obviously. So we would be saying free another artist, like Free Prince or whatever. But
we know those women, by the way. The free,
yes,
who started Free Britney?
We've been on their podcast, Lady to Lady.
Yeah,
Babs and the other one.
Small world. What made them want to free Britney, I wonder? Y'all should have them on the show and then they won't answer.
I think we said everything.
Maybe you'll listen to our podcast where we talked about it.
They pretty much said everything. Like, everyone's saying the same thing. If you have a conservatorship, like, within the first year of her dad being in control of her life, he said she can't function well enough. But he put her on a tour. A new album came out. She was doing commercials. And all this stuff happened within the first year. And if she's able to, you know, say I can do it and do a Vegas show and all that stuff, she is fine. But they spoke to lawyers, and it turns out to reverse that has never happened, because usually it's for old people who are not going to turn back the clock. It's just, your brain is gone. It's gone, you know? So this, it does seem like bullshit. It does seem like these people have good intentions to free Britney, but you know, I don't know.
Like that's what? Like, I'm so comfortable now being like, I don't fucking know, because I don't want no responsibility if this shit goes the other way where like she's out of it and everything is fucked up. It's like Britney just spent $1 billion on a cat. And we're just like, ooh, maybe the judge wasn't just going by Twitter memes. I don't know what the fuck is happening over there. I hope everything's on the up and up.
I totally know that. And I say, give it to her anyway. Let her lose her millions and billions. It doesn't matter. How many people lose their kids, all their money to gambling? Like, they don't have conservatorship over anybody. You just fuck up your life. You meet a guy who's fucking, you know, dick is scrambling your brain. You give him all your money. That's it. Then that's what you're like as an adult. It's so what? So what?
I can't help but think, the Lady to Ladies podcast was Barbara, Brandy, and Tess, and the Free Britney podcast was Barbara and Tess. And I can't help but think when they started, it had to be goofy, like, Free Britney, we're being goofy. And the New York Times says, hey, that somehow took off. You want to be in our documentary? And they're like, yes. The reason I believe it should be free, you know what I mean? Like, I remember talking to Rosebud Baker, I think it was her and somebody else, and the two ladies had something like loving Justin Timberlake. And I'm like, Or who's the younger version of Justin Timberlake?
Ryan Thicke.
With a B. Bieber. Justin Bieber. And I'm like, do you really love Justin Bieber that much? And they're like, yeah. And I go, well, here's like a question. Like, you know, how'd you get into him, Joanne? And they're like, well, we don't really love him that much, Keith. Grow up. And it's like, okay. I was really asking. I don't know. I'm not going to. There's nothing I don't really give a fuck about, and I'm going to do a weekly show on it. Okay. Those take time. But I promise you, if there's something about Bieber and they go, hey, ladies, remember you were on Bieber's side all these years and you're grown fucking adults? They'd be like, yes, I do. And here's why. That's what I think happened with hashtag Free Britney.
That makes sense. I remember one time I made a joke, hashtag Bernie so black. I was making jokes about 2015. And then like some Black Lives Matter people were like, Bernie, we're interrupting your thing. And he got mad at the people. And then online, a bunch of people got mad at black people who were like, yeah, he should have answered those people's questions or whatever. And they were like, Bernie marched with King. So now I was like, Bernie's so black, he, you know, marched with King. Bernie's so black, he, you know, just a bunch of stereotypes. It was funny. It trended around the world. It took off. Like, I went and did the podcast and came back, and there's emails from like, the New York Times would like to interview. And I was like, what the fuck? And I do all these interviews, and every interview is the same. It's just me going, I was making a joke.
Right.
I don't believe any of it. They're like, but what do you think its platform should be to African Americans? I don't fucking know, because I'm a podcast comedian. I should not be forming policy. So I wonder if people would have that moment where it's like, so you guys made Free Britney. We want to get her out of this conservatorship, and we're making this documentary. I wonder if anyone ever goes, that was a joke. What are y'all doing? Right.
Maybe, yeah.
Y'all took this shit way too serious. But anyway, Free Britney. Obviously, I mean, because the other side of this is keep Britney locked up. And who's on that side?
Doesn't seem like a good side to be on, right?
And Justin Timberlake, you did the right thing. You apologized. I love that he threw Janet Jackson in the apology just in case. y'all been on my ass about that Super Bowl too. I'm sorry for pulling out her titty. Although I was thanking him at the time, I was like, thank you, Justin. I wanted to see them titties my whole life.
That's so funny because they didn't get credit for choreographing anything but the titty. And I'm nothing like,
I don't think it's wrong that they call it a wardrobe malfunction. She wanted us to see them titties. Okay. Yeah. Give her credit where it's due.
Yeah.
America, so uptight about some titties. Mm-mm. It's so weird, right? You got all these people. Britney becomes the biggest star in the world at 16 because all these grown men want to see her titties. Right. But then Janet Jackson, a grown woman, showed us her titties, and we were like, Scarlet Letter, bitch, get off the stage. Boo! No more performing for you.
Well, it's that great song, Loosen Up My Buttons, you know? Like, hey, you want to fuck? And the woman's like, yeah. What? Maybe that's what it is.
Well, I like that you can have songs like Loosen Up My Buttons, but Don't Show Titties. Like the kind of set, like, I don't know if Aerosmith could have done that song. What's the one about eating vag? Walk This Way?
Right.
Yeah. You could do that. You can go Get Down On It. I'm losing words, but like, if you want to come, like, just go ahead and play that. Just go ahead. But, you know, don't have a wardrobe malfunction, even though wardrobe is not one person.
Right.
Okay? Choreography right. is not one person.
10 people come out and apologize.
Justin and Janet are the last people in line. They're like, and then you move your hand like this, and you do it too, but the opposite way. And then you interlock, and they're like, gotcha. I memorized it. I'm going. It's puppets.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like if that's the line for, you know, like, you're canceled showing your titties, it's kind of weird because didn't Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion just go viral because everyone was looking at them shaking their ass and everything? Everyone saw it. Wet ass pussy. We were all talking about it.
Yeah, but like, that's not in the Super Bowl where your children are watching with popcorn with you. But you know what is at the Super Bowl? Cheerleaders. That's cool. Can I see your underwear? Yeah, sure. Am I flipping? Are we like putting hands on each other? Are we wearing the most sexualized version of a sport uniform?
And I was going to take it one step further. Remember, there was a Republican politician like, I accidentally watched the video of Megan and Cardi B and I'm disgusted. What about my family? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, dude. I seem like you just got a problem seeing some titties. Anyway.
Right.
The poll, Keith.
The poll was, are you receiving mental health care from a professional? And I have to go to the website because during my paper ranting, I can't read a fucking thing. So we, of course, go to keithandthegirl.com/forums. 60% of our audience are not receiving mental health care from a professional. 40% are. Look at that.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Maybe they're getting it from an unprofessional. I mean, that was not an option on the poll. So they could just have
right.
like, a person that's very unprofessional. They show up late.
They
don't listen when you're crying. They're like, what was that? You know?
Well, let me remind you guys, betterhelp.com/KATG. Just give it one time. One time. That's it. Just one time. That's all. Thank you.
And then lastly, for the spinoff shows, Chew 35 Chewvenirs. I don't have a lot to add. It was pretty much a perfect show. I love the idea of the show, going back in past, looking at old Keith and the girls and bringing up old stuff.
Can we just say how he's in, like, just a gorgeous host now? Like, I think he was nervous in the beginning, and he's just, like, finding strides left and right. It is so enjoyable.
The other thing he does, too, that I notice is he coughs whenever there's, like, shade. So I'm picking up on that. That's his thing. Like, and she was on the show, and she said some things about Jewish people. Anyway, moving on. And I was like, oh, that was a little shade there. But Keith's "I'm Jewish" from his dad reminds me.
The song was "Kickstart My Heart." What the fuck? Nothing rhymes with Jewish. When I get high, I get high on speed. Top Fuel Funny Car's the drug for me. That's as far as I got singing this song when I was vacuuming. He heard "I'm Jewish."
Which is obviously a horrible thing to say. Right. How dare you, Keith? In his house? His Catholic Christian house? But it reminds me of my dad, you know, growing up black in the 90s. My dad was super paranoid of, obviously, drugs, right? That was the thing. It's going to get all the black kids. You're going to get on drugs. You're going to sell drugs. You're going to go to jail for drugs. And I was listening to Aisha by Another Bad Creation.
Aisha.
You are the girl that I never had. And I want to get to know you better.
Aisha.
It was the shit. But there's a part where they're like, there's a rap in it. And the kid's like, so I gave her a lollipop and a letter. And my dad stops the tape and is like, you know what that is, right? I'm like, a little kid on a playground giving a lollipop and a letter to the girl that he likes?
By the way, this was a little kid singing.
It was little kids.
Yeah. Like, Aisha. Yeah.
The video was little kids singing to a little girl. It was adorable.
It was.
And my dad goes, it's drugs. And I was like, I think I know more about the drug lingo than you do right now. This is my generation of kids. Lollipop and the Letter, still Lollipop and the Letter, Dad. My dad wouldn't let it go, man. I couldn't listen to ABC no more.
No. In the house for a while.
And then now the best part is in the time machine of today, when I bring it up to be like, Dad, remember that stupid shit? He'll be like, I never did. I don't remember that.
Never happened.
Anyway, I'm Jewish.
and then for don't say that! Kenda visits my dad, and he goes, yes, you know, Jesus was a Jew. And as if that's like all's welcome here, you know, Jewish isn't so crazy to me. But then, you know, still tries to convert her. You know,
the one that died for our sins. He's right. Cool.
He's really Jewish, but I mean, not really.
You know, since that guy is the one that's going to give us eternal life everlasting.
Yeah.
I'll let him slide. The rest of the Jews.
Until after you leave, I'll send you a letter why Jewish isn't right.
Right. But not Jesus. That's
your dad's one Jew friend.
Yes. Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
But he's still mad we hang out, though. So he's not even holding you, keeping you. Oh, Jesus is the one Jew friend, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Not
me. Can't be anti-Semitic. Right. I have a Jewish friend, Jesus. He died for my sins.
Right. Exactly. But he also converted in the ultimate way. So I forget that.
You know, I appreciate him. He's straight.
He found out he was Jewish and he killed himself. Okay. It was all planned, you know.
Two of the players last week on Keith and the Girl, Karen hosted this, of course. This is the last thing, but two players in the Super Bowl got haircuts from someone that had COVID. And we never got an update.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not gonna cancel that game. You know, I know I said it, but every game, two or three people have COVID, except the Super Bowl. Nobody in those 2 weeks.
And those people played.
So. Yeah. Yeah, of course they did. It'd be an uprising. You change that roster.
It's all ridiculous. It's all bullshit, man.
Do you guys get nervous listening to each other on another show?
Me listening to Karen?
Yeah.
Nah, not really. No. I mean, one, it's always fun. I think listening to Karen the first few times, I got nervous for her because she's never really hosted before. And then she sounded a little nervous.
That's what I'm talking about, like getting nervous for that person.
I mean, I want her to do well, but I know that she always will do well. And then also, I trust you guys. I know y'all would never let a show be whack. You know what I mean? Like, y'all would never be like, well, Karen's terrible at hosting. Fuck last week, this week. Y'all better hope Ron can fix it. Like, so I know, like, she would talk to me afterwards. And, you know, she's so concerned about doing a good job. And she'd be like, I messed up this name. I was like, Karen, I promise you that it's just going to make it better. It's just going to make it better. And she's so like, I think she gets nervous and that's it. But now she's not as nervous anymore. She looks forward to this. And I love that energy. You know, she like wants to kill it every week. So I'm just more upset that haven't got a nominated for any CAGAs and that my episodes aren't getting as many comments on the forums. Those are my main issues, but other than that, I think she's obviously doing a better job. I mean, y'all
see and you're the one who like reads the forums more. You're like reading her posts to her and then looking for your
kids and fucking drives them to their stupid ass soccer practices, and then I go on the forums and they're just like, Karen, we love you, and I'm like, she'll never read this.
She hates you.
All right, that's it for last week. Thank y'all for listening out there, and for those that leave comments, this week's listener of the week, let's shout out Afia. Okay, hope everything's going well with you and all the other things that are out there in the world. All right, talk to y'all next week. No, talk to y'all in 2 weeks. KeithandTheGirl.com. We out.